There's a story. Story comes from Kerala. There was a king. His name was Mahabali, which means great sacrificer. In the Kerala, the whole state is built upon this story. And our greatest festival is also comes from this story. This king was very famous for his charitable works. He gave food to the poor. Anyone who comes to his palace will not walk away with empty handed. So he gives away. He's a generous person. And the gods, of course, in Hindu religion, the Lord of plenty of gods. He can't even count them. Plenty of gods. And the gods got jealousy. They were very jealous of this king. They decided they're going to trap him. So one god who came in as a poor beggar, he came up to him, came up to the king and said, "King, I want." And the king gave. "King, I want more." The king gave. So finally he ended up giving the whole earth. Was not enough for him. Then he gave the other world, which is underworld. And then he said, "I want more." Well, the only world is the sky, three worlds. So he gave the sky, and the god said, very greedy god, he said, "I want more." He said, "What can I give you?" He said, "The only thing I can give you is myself." So the god who pretended to be the farmer, he stepped on this king, and the king disappears. He gave completely. There are plenty of stories of kings from India who gave himself because of their generosity. Why I said this story? Today we celebrate, the church celebrate the feast of Christ the King. And on this day, Jesus is saying he should be giving, you know, an appearance like Pope gives from the fifth story. I don't know. Okay. From a elevated position, he looked at his people and says, "Oh, like Obama came to see us. We had all the blockages. You can't even see his car. And oh, the Queen comes and goes. Only school children welcomes the Queen. And then." But the king comes. Today Jesus is telling us, "Look, I am the king, but I come." Like the image he used, like a shepherd to come to the sheep. So the king comes like a shepherd. Why? In the stories I heard from India, I can't tell because the homily goes, I think already I prepared a 20-minute homily. If I tell all the stories, it will be 1 hour. So, the king, the good kings, the generous king, in all their story, there is an element of sacrifice. Not an element, the whole kingship, the whole rule, their whole personality is based on this self-giving love. And that is exactly what Jesus is pointing to us in the scripture. I am the shepherd king. The king who is a shepherd. And the heart of the shepherd is the whole aspect of sacrifice. John chapter 10, we read the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. And that is what Jesus wants to bring into his kingdom. His life as a king, the element of sacrifice. Yes, indeed, he is truly sacrificed himself. And his glory, when we think about kings, we think about what? Glory, power, you know, people carrying them around. And, you know, nowadays they don't carry around, but they have like, you know, that limousine cars, a couple of cars in the front, a couple of cars in the back, sidewise on bikes, scooters, and police. All these paraphernalia. But here, Jesus the King. He's a different king. He's a shepherd king. Now, in the scripture, he's talking about glory. the glory, which means doxa. He said, when I am lifted up, when I am glorified, I will gather everyone. Now this lifted up in Hebrew, which means huso tenai, in John chapter 3, 13, 8, 28, chapter 12, 32. He says, when I am lifted up, or when I am glorified. So the King Jesus, his glory time is being lifted up. Now John, he's playing with the word called huso tenai, which is two meaning. Lifted up means lifted upon a wooden thing, and also it means glorified as a king. And he uses the word which gives double meaning, which is lifted upon a wooden thing and being lifted as glorified. So the glory of the king who is a shepherd comes from being sacrificed or being laying his life down. And that is where Jesus built and knit together all of his kingdom, his kingship, his rule and power. Now let me read you. These days I'm reading a book, and I came across with a beautiful quote. I don't know if it is beautiful. It really disturbed me, but it helped me too. This is from a philosopher. His name is Isidore Auguste Marie Francois Xavier Comte. Well, we will call him Francis Auguste Comte, which is simple. Now, he said like this. He is a philosopher. He said, Christianity is flawed, is beyond restitution, because it is inherently antisocial. Both in its conception of man and its conception of salvation, it is exclusively a religion of the individual. Each man, being created in the image of God, is infinite of value. In addition, the only thing that is important to each soul is not the welfare of humanity at large, but the soul's own personal sanctity and salvation. Consequently, Christianity is radically immoral. It is structured so that the Christian egoism of the individual is modeled after the absolute egoism of God. Christians are not creatures of compassion who reach out to others in society, but are pilgrims who are moving through this world on their way to what they imagine to be a better place, which is heaven. They are contemptible anarchists. Ooh. And the cause of much of the mayhem in the world. Oh, what a strong statement. Well, we can be contemptible anarchists. We can be pathetic, egoistic Christians. We can be selfish creatures who only think about going to heaven. If only our coming together, if only our worship together means only this. We come to church, we sin, we go to reconciliation. We pray because we want to be healed. We worship and come to Jesus because we want to feel good. If that is the only motivation of this liturgy, this coming together, of course, we are contemptible anarchists. We are pathetic, selfish Christians. If there is no aspect of sacrifice in our life, if we don't have a heart of the shepherd, then our gathering is mere selfish expression of our own sanctity and salvation. Imagine, we sin, we won't go to reconciliation because we want to be holy. Good, well. We come to church because we want to feel good, we want to see other people and smile and laugh being good. Good. You follow Jesus Christ because you want to be saved, because you go to heaven. You may get good food there. If that is the only thing that we are looking for, there is no point in coming together. There is no point in worshiping together. Please don't come. The purpose of coming together, that is what Jesus says. The purpose of coming together is being poured out, being laid up, to lay down one's life. Or to be lifted up
in giving to others. I was naked, you clothed me. I was in prison, you visited me. I was hungry, you fed me. And that is the essence of Christianity. It is not coming together and singing songs and breaking the bread, eating because we are hungry. It is not because you run into the confessional because we want to feel good, we want to be holy, because we want to go to heaven. No, the whole reason of coming together, sharing one body and one blood, sharing and breaking it, is to live that life outside of the church. That is why Mahatma Gandhi said, I love Christ, but I don't like Christians. Because they are very selfish people. How many of us have shared our joy with others? How many of us told them, look, I have this joy in my life, I want to share it? How many of us? How many of us have actually tried to live a life of sacrifice? How many of us actually captured the heart of the shepherd who lays down his life for us? My dear, in Revelation we read, the Lamb of God is worshipped and glorified because he was slain. In the Eastern liturgy, there is a prayer in the Eucharistic prayer. Oh, heavens tremble, angels bow down, human creatures bow down, because the Lamb of God is coming to the altar to be slaughtered. The glory of Jesus, the glory of Jesus is being lifted upon the cross. The glory of the shepherd is laying down his life for others. The glory of a Christian is to capture the love of Christ and spread it. And spread it. There is no sacrifice, there is no Christianity. If my life will not be poured out as a priest, as an MGL consecrated person, in this appointment, my appointment as in the Eucharistic Center and parish and in the brotherhood, I am not being a Christian. I can preach hours and hours because I have a long tongue. If I don't give my life to share my joy with others, if I don't say, come to St. Benedict's Naramanda because we are cool, who can come? Who will know Christ? If I don't share, who will know Christ? If we live for the Lord. If we die for the Lord. In everything, what matters is Christ. What matters is Christ. And it has to be shared. It has to be shared. Christianity is built upon the preaching of 12 apostles who knew, who captured the heart of Jesus, the shepherding heart of Jesus. Christianity did not come down from heaven. Was not produced. Nothing. If Christianity was produced and came out of heaven, 7 billion Christians and Catholics would have been in the world. But it is not the case. There are billions of people, there are millions of Christians, but they don't practice. Most of them are pagans too. Christianity is built upon the witness of Christ's love and his sacrifice. Of course, Comte would be right if our celebration remains only here. He will be right. We will be egoistic, contemptible anarchists who live a life, a pilgrim life, to go to heaven. We need to have others along with us. In other words, we should be like this, a flute. Doesn't make sound, eh? Make sound. It does make sound in a master's hand. There is a beautiful poem by a great Indian poet. His name is Ravindranath Tagore. He got a beautiful book called Gitanjali, which is a song worship. And in that book, one of the poems is about the reed or flute. And he says, the pain that a reed goes through. He personifies the reed. The people cut the reed. The pain of being cut, being taken away. And it dries in the sun. Make it strong. Sometimes they even put it in the fire to make it strong. Sometimes it burns. So I don't know how they put it. Anyway. Yeah, and make it strong. And then what happened? They do the painful part. Drill it. to make holes. And when it happens in the master's hand, it produces beautiful music. I'm just not a master. My dear brothers, there is no sacrifice, there is no witnessing. I probably have to leave my mom and dad and my whole country. I may have to live a life of poverty and brotherhood and chastity. For what? Not to sit around the fire in Canberra cold. It is to preach Jesus and Him crucified and shared. It is to preach the love. It is to bring the joy and be a missionary of God's love. Not these people. We are all missionary of God's love. We all share. And without that, we won't survive. We will be truly an extinct animals. Christians. Where do they find them? Melbourne Zoo? We need to stand up. We need to share. Because we have a king who finds joy in the witness of his disciples. He said, go out and preach and baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Spirit. My dear brothers, we can come. You may be coming to 7 p.m. as for the last, ever since Father Kenwa started this. Or you may be coming recently. You may be coming and praying and feeling good. But we need to really share it. We need to stand up. We need to be just not passive receivers, but we need to be active receivers and active servers. Are you not fed up with receiving? Well, start giving. Start pouring out your life. And where does the power comes from? Here. This is the altar of power. I always imagine when I come with two gem leads. You know that gem star thing? You put it into Jesus, you feel gem. This is the gem star. This is the battery where we can charge our batteries. So we can run and give Jesus to others. Seriously, I can be funny, but it is true. What we need is witnessing love and the Spirit. And the Spirit will help us because we have Him in us. The one who is in you is stronger than one who is outside. And we haven't received a spirit of timidity, but power and self-control. That is what in Galatians chapter 2:20. Now the life I have now, I live for the Lord. Because He died for me. Now, St. Paul understood the sacrificial nature of Jesus' love. Now you see, now the life I have, I live for the Lord. My dear friends, if you come to faith and know Jesus as Lord and Savior, please let us live our life for the Lord, witnessing Him. Witnessing Him. And we need to witness. Some people witness because they have a big tongue, they can preach. Some people by gentle being challenging presence in the community. But whatever be the reason, we need to witness. Maybe it is fear. Maybe it is lack of conviction. Maybe it is problems, sickness. What we need is Holy Spirit. Once the master breathes the Spirit, His breath comes into the reed. It not becomes shh, it becomes beautiful music. The master breathes the Spirit so that we become alive. We will walk and be witnesses. Let the master breathe His Spirit. Let us be serving people. Let us be going out and being carriers of that shepherd's love, clothing the people who are naked, visiting the sick, and giving the hungry food. In whatever way, in everything, we worship and glorify Jesus. In everything, we give glory to God. In everything, we give glory to the Lord and witness His love. My dear friends, we only need one thing. The Spirit. Guess what? It is free. The Spirit is free. So take the gem leads of your faith. Put it here. You will get charged. Need Spirit? Ask Jesus. Eucharistic adoration and life gives us the Spirit. The Holy Spirit pumping through our body will bring out a beautiful music in our life. I'm preaching too long, but my dear brothers, if you feel that there is something that is blocking in you, something that gives, that there is, that thing has to happen, that X factor has to come, that's Holy Spirit. If you need that sickness to go away, if you need that fear to go away, if you need that self-esteem and self-confidence that only comes from the love of God, if you want that, maybe you can come up. All the priests of MGLs will come and pray with you. And there will be intercession of other people too. If you think that you want to be witnesses, you want to commit really practically, like I want to serve instead of giving because my life has got a witnessing value, if you want, if something that is blocking you, come up. We will pray with you. And let the Spirit come into you. Thank you, Jesus. If music ministry can play a simple music for us, to leading us into prayer, to lifting our hearts into receiving the Spirit.